السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. We start by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'm and bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon this ummah. The biggest ni'mah Allah has given this ummah is recognizing, understanding, accepting the kalima of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, to live our life bearing in mind that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us, will ask us regarding the life we spent in this dunya. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-A'raf, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذِنِ الْحَقِّ فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly has mentioned through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-A'raf, and the weighing of deeds, the mizan on the day of Qiyamah, wal waznu yawma'idhin, on the day of Qiyamah, the mizan, the weighing scale, will not speak except for that which is truth. فَمَنْ تَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So those whose scales are heavy, it is them who will be successful. وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقِّ, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call upon each soul, each person, each creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on a one-to-one basis. They will be given their book of deeds. There'll be those who will be given their books of deeds in the right hand. I pray and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us, to make us among those who will receive their book of deeds of a'mal in their right hands. And there'll be those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order for them to receive their book of deeds on their left hand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from those who will receive their book of deeds in their left hands. And as Allah mentioned, the mizan, the book of deeds will be put on the mizan, on the scale. On the scale will not speak except for accurately and truthfully. It will not miss anything. Unlike in this dunya, many places you've seen that people tampered with the scale, especially those who do business in retail. So they change the weighing of the heaviness of the scale. So they make few ounces here and there, and majority of innocent people like myself, we believe them, we trust them. They put on the scale, and nowadays we have digital ones. So you see, okay, it's 90 grams, 100 grams, 1 kilo, 2 kilo, whatever. No question asked, and you take it and you pay for it and you go and continue with your life. Later they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing and all-watching. Allah knows everything. Allah has report for everything, all our actions. And those actions will be brought to on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the scale and the mizan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be tempered, will be accurate, and will only speak and tell the truth. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this verse, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقِّ. So what will happen? فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, and on the right hand side, will be the good deeds. On the left-hand side will be the bad deeds. Now, depending which deeds have we done more than the other, accordingly the scale and the mizan will be more heavier on that side. So if our book of deeds has more good deeds than the bad deeds, then alhamdulillah, the side which is for the good deeds will be more heavier. As Allah says, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. So whosoever's the good deed side is more heavier from their book of deeds, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those are the successful ones. To be successful on the day of Qiyamah, after receiving our book of deeds, the heavy side should be the one with good deeds. Unfortunately for those who their left side will be more heavier, meaning the bad deeds will be more heavier than the good deeds, those the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. And if their good deed side is lighter compared to the left-hand side, which is the bad deeds, which is more heavier, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ. Those will be the people who, even though we sent our message through our messengers, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, to guide them, to tell them that this is the right path and this is the wrong path, yet they still continue with the wrong path, they still continue providing more bad deeds for hereafter rather than the good deeds. And the mizan will speak only the truth on that day. The people will be asking, what's happening with this mizan? How come the left-hand side is more heavier than the right-hand side? But whatever we have done in this dunya is written in our book of action, good book of deed of amal, and that book will not speak except for the truth. This is a chance, opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We have some people, they have 1 day, 1 month, 1 year in this dunya. Some people, they have 30, 40, 50 years. And the previous generation, the hundred of years, thousand of years living in this dunya. And as the qiyamah is coming near, the average age of insan is becoming less and less. Now average is around 60 years. We look at it, we're thinking it's so long. People, they get happier on the day they were born. We say birthday. I was born on this day. We celebrate. We feel happy that I've been in dunya 20 years. I've been in this dunya 30 years. I've been in this dunya 50 years. Little we know. The question I ask myself always, only if I knew, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly gave us the expiry date. Like you buy foods, has expiry date on it. It should be consumed by this date. It should be used by this date. It should be eaten by this date. Things in the dunya, they have expiry date. Even insan, we have expiry date. But only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that secret. That's the only thing that we don't know. When my expiry date and time and place will be. Will be definitely. When, how, where, what time, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So the question I always ask myself, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have informed me that you have been given 60 years to live in this dunya, then you have to leave. Knowing that I've only got 60 years, would I have celebrated on my 30th birthday? Knowing that I'm halfway there. Or would I have been more worried that 30 gone, 30 left? It's a deduction. It's not addition. It's not a plus. It's a minus. depending whichever language you use. When we were small, we were using plus and minus. When you are 40, when you are 50, knowing that I've only got 10 more years left, when you are 49, when you are 59, and so on, would have been celebrating, knowing I've only got a couple of years, couple of months, few months, or a few years to go. Imagine the worry would have been in my mind, knowing that come next year, it is my departure from this dunya. Knowing that come next month, I'm going to leave this dunya forever. Imagine how many good deeds I would be doing. Whatever I have not done, I will be doing. Sadaqat, praying, nafl salat, nafl sadaqah, whatever I can do in my power. I'll be more worried about leaving this dunya and facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is exactly that. The only difference is I don't know my expiry date. But I know for sure there is a moment will come in my life that I have to leave this dunya. Then if that is guaranteed, and living in this dunya forever is not guaranteed. In fact, living in this dunya for even for the next minute is not guaranteed. Only Allah knows best when my time will come. Shouldn't I be worried more because I don't know when is my expiry date? If I knew when is my expiry date, I would have been more worried. It makes sense because I know when I'm going to leave this dunya. I would prepare for it. I've got 10 years. Let me start doing, winding up this dunya and start concentrating on akhirah. I've got 5 years. I've got 3 years. I've got 12 months. I've got 6 months and so on. But here we don't know even for the next minute. It could be my last salat. It could be my last week. It could be my last day. Why shouldn't I do it now rather than waiting until it is too late? As the verse says in the Quran, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذِنِ الْحَقِّ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give some people, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those, say Amin inshallah, who will receive their book of deeds, their name a'mal, their book of actions on their right hand. Those will be successful ones. Why? Because Allah says, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those will be given their books of deeds on their right hand because they have done so well in the dunya. They have done so well preparing for the akhirah, for that day, through their good actions, good deeds, that when that book of a'mal will be put on the scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which cannot be tempered, cannot lie, will speak only the truth, the right hand side will be more heavier than the left hand side. Those will be the people who are successful. فَمَنْ تَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those will be successful people. But for those who spend their time in the dunya thinking I'm here forever, I have all the time in my life, I'm still young, I will go, I will start praying my namaz when I'm past 40, 50, when I'll start doing good actions when I get old, I will prepare to do extra a'mal, extra nawafil when I get old, enjoying my life at the moment I'm young. Little they know that their next minute, it is their last minute in this dunya. And we're delaying, saying, I'll start praying my salat tomorrow, I'll start giving my sadaqah tomorrow, I'll start doing my good actions tomorrow, and so on. Shaitan keep lying to us when he keep accepting it, excuse upon excuse until the time comes to leave this dunya. Allah says, and for those وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ And those who will be given their book of deeds on their left hand side, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, say Ameen inshallah. And there, the books of deeds will be put on the mizan, on the scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the left hand side will be more heavier than the right hand side. The good deed side will be lighter. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ And those who they are right hand side, the good deed side will be more lighter compared to the left hand side. فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ Those are the people who have done injustice to themselves. Who have done injustice to themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messengers, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, inform us in the Quran, prepare yourself. No one knows when my expiry date will time will come. When I'm going to leave this dunya. We are so busy running after the dunya that we're going to leave it here. Rather than preparing myself for the journey which is guaranteed to last forever. Shaitan, lying to us. It's okay. You know, you didn't pray Fajr, it's okay. Dhuhr is coming. And Dhuhr comes and goes, it's okay. It doesn't matter. There's still Asr to come. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. You commit sin here and there, it's okay, Allah is Ghafur Rahim. He keeps lying to us and we keep promising ourselves, you know, Allah is Ghafur Rahim, Allah is Ghafur Rahim. It's one of the name of Allah, yes. But what have I done to deserve that Ghafur Rahim? Preparing myself for hereafter. How many who came, planned for the next 50 years, little they knew that today is their last day. They went to sleep and they woke up again. But they had the plans for another 50 years. I want to do this, I want to buy this. For the life which is not guaranteed for even the next minute. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was teaching the Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in, how to pray the Salat, how to concentrate in the Salat, one of the example which makes sense that when we are praying our Salat, pray it in such a manner that this could be your last Salat. And that's what I said before. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have given us our expiry date. We have birth date. I was born on this date. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us our date of death as well. And you knowing that it is my last week in this dunya, it's my last month in this dunya. How much effort would I have put in preparing myself for that journey to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba used to pray their salat, every salat, in a such a manner, knowing that this could be my last salat. Let me please my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they were giving sadaqah, they were giving with such intention, knowing that this could be my last sadaqah. When they were performing a good action, a good deed, they were performing in a such a manner, knowing that this could be my last action. Because they didn't know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pull the plug for me to live in this dunya and to start my journey of hereafter. While the other side, shaitan says, no, don't worry, you've got a long journey, you've got a long life. People, they don't die before they're 50. What you worry about? Your salat and your sadaqat and preparing for hereafter. Chill, you've got time. You're still young. Shaitan keeps doing parwasawas in our ears. And it comes to a time, age, when performing ruku, standing, performing sijda, it's become difficult because of our ill health. And that time you think, yeah, late, I would have done extra when I was young. But how many we've seen in our life, they leave this dunya without any preparation for hereafter. When the death comes, when Malikul Maut comes, the angel of death, the soul asks, begging the angel of death, give me one more minute, I'm begging you, between me and you, just give me one more minute. Let me just do one sadaqah. Let me just prepare two more rakats. Let me just do one good action. And the answer is too late. You are given 60 years. Never mind 1 minute. You're asking for 1 minute? Allah gave you 60 years. You're asking for 1 minute? Allah gave you 70 years. You're asking for 1 more minute. Allah gave you 30 years of your life. What are you going to say? I didn't know I was going to leave this dunya so early. At that point, those 50, 60, 70 years feels like just yesterday. When the death comes, all those celebration of 60, 70 years in this dunya feels like it's just a moment. I was born yesterday, now I'm living this dunya. 70 years is gone past, you don't even realize how. Where we come from, it's a long way, but where we're going is very near. But shaitan makes us think the other way. My dear brothers and sisters listening at home, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us understanding and the purpose of why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, why we are here in this dunya, and to prepare for the journey which is for eternal. No death. You only die once. For a journey and for a life which has no end to it. And this is a chance and moment Allah has given us to prepare ourselves for the akhirah, for the life after this dunya, where we're going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I finish by reciting the same verses I started with, where in Surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَذِنِ الْحَقِّ, and the mizan, the scale on the day of Qiyamah, will only speak the truth. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, those who scale on the right hand side, the good side will be more heavier, they'll be successful one. And otherwise, unfortunately, if your right hand side, the good deed side is more lighter, and the other side is more heavier, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, those are the ones who did injustice to themselves. There's some announcement here, inshallah. Brother Marhum Imtiaz Faki, who passed away in Dar es Salaam in Tanzania, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a place in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. There's a dua, request for dua shifa for Brother Ayub Khan Patan, who is unwell. Also for Brother Ali, Ali's mother-in-law, who is in Bangladesh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her shifa kamila ajila. And also for Sister Zubeda Gourmet, who is in hospital in Mumbai in India. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all shifa kamila ajila mustamira inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فيا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة بتقوى الله واعلموا أن الشهور والأعوام والليالي والأيام كلها مواقيت الأعمال ومقادير الآجال فهي تنقضي جميعا وتمضي سريعا والذي أوجدها وخصها بالفضائل وأودعها هو باق لا يزول ودائم لا يحول هو في كل الحالات إلهنا إله واحد ولأعمال عباده رقيب مشاهد فسعيد من اغتمل الليالي والساعات وتقرب إلى الله بما فيها من وظائف الطاعات عباد الله إن لكل شهر يستهله الإنسان فإنه يدنيه من أجله ويقربه من آخرته وخيركم عباد الله من طال عمره وحسن عمله وشركم من طال عمره وساء عمله ولهذا يقال له عند الاحتضار على سبيل العطف يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي ولهذا من دعاء المأثور اللهم اجعل خير عمري آخره وخير عملي خواتمه وخير أيامي يوم ألقاك فيه اللهم إني أسألك عيشة نقية وميتة سوية ومردا غير مخزي ولا فاضح اللهم إني أعوذ بك من سوء العمر وفتنة الصدر اللهم لقني حجة الإيمان عند الممات اللهم إني أسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك من غير ضراء مضرة ولا فتنة مضلة وأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وبقوله يهتدي المهتدون فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل صدق الله العظيم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الواحد الأحد وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الفرد الصمد وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أفضل من وحد الله وعبد اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه صلاة وسلام دائمين بلا عدد أما بعد أيها الناس اتقوا الله في السر والعلن واحذروا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن هذا وإن الله أمركم في محكم تنزيله بالصلاة والسلام على رسوله فقال إرشادا لكم وتعليما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين وارض اللهم عن الصحابة أجمعين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين وانصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين واختم لنا بخاتمة السعادة أجمعين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى
وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة. Please straighten the rows, fill in the gaps. Please check your mobiles. If they are on, either switch them off or keep them on silent.
Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. ربنا لك الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تنهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله
ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون
الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Request for dua our brother Abdul Majid by his His father-in-law is not well in India. Make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him complete shifa inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa maliku wa sallim. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. Tabarakta Rabbana wa ta'alayti ya azal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma shfini maradana. Allahumma shfini maradana. Allahumma shfini maradana. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Rabbana wa atina ma wa'adtana ala rusulika wa la tukhzina yawm al-qiyamah. Innaka la tukhlifu al-mi'ad. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata a'yun wa ja'alna lil-muttaqina imama. Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله